Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces, like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Hello, happy hump day, everybody.
What is happening?
We feeling a little extra good?
Feel a little extra. Actually, not feeling very good, but feeling good about the outcome of the game last night.
Oh, are you sick?
I mean, we're on the horizon. I know. We're heading that direction.
Again?
I don't know what you want from me. I can't avoid it.
Stop getting sick.
God, these damn kids. They sneeze all over you. He's coughing on my face. Like, what am I supposed to do about this, huh?
Don't let him near your face anymore. Enough with the kisses.
You're out of here.
Enough.
Okay? You're going to sleep in your room all day. No getting out.
Stop eating food off the ground. Maybe that suddenly isn't so good, is it?
We got a little gate between our living room and our kitchen. And, you know, one of those, like, let's keep them out when we want to keep them out kind of games.
Is it for him or the dog?
For him, mainly. Okay. I don't care where the dog goes.
Right.
And he was standing there last night just licking it. It's like, dude, this is not.
What are you doing?
What are we doing here, man? Like, no wonder you've been coughing all day, buddy. You know how many people have touched that? How many times we clean that? The answer is a lot of people in zero times being cleaned.
You realize
stop it's... licking stuff, dude.
It's because of you. All this weird stuff. This is all you. She's definitely thinking, damn, dude, this is all him.
Yeah, he's got some weird kinks in his background. Well, I walked in today. My body temperature is all thrown off because I'm like hot, then I'm cold. I'm hot, then I'm cold. You're sweating me out over here.
I'm sorry. It was freezing when I
got in today. I haven't taken the sweatshirt off yet. I walk in and I'm like, oh, I'm already dripping wet, dude. I got to take this thing off.
It was freezing when I got. It was like 60 degrees. I'm
turn
like, no, thank you.
Up, people. What are we doing?
I turned it up to 73. Feeling good on a Wednesday. When was the last time the Blazers won a playoff game and your Giants beat the Dodgers on the same night?
I have to imagine it's been quite some time since that happened.
I would love to look that up.
That's a great. Well, we haven't won a playoff game
since 2021.
Since game 7 of the Denver series. Right? No, touche.
No, they lost in five to
that's
that Denver
right.
team in 2021.
Touche. Very true. I forgot about the CJ stepping out of bounds play. Didn't that go to six? Or was it five?
It was five or six.
Okay.
So I think it was five, and we were like, that's definitely going to be a wrap on this era. And it was like, Terry's fired, running all back.
Everybody else is going to be back around.
Because me and your friends, we were at your bachelor party.
Yes, watching the last game of the elimination game.
And me and your friends were in the living room. That's where we slept. And we were up for like 2 hours just debating what they should do.
Who could we trade CJ for?
Should we trade for Paul George? Do you think that's still on the table?
What do you think we could get out of it? Let me see if I can find that. If that was the answer... of the last time that we won a playoff series, it's probably that year because I believe that's the year that the Giants randomly won 107 games and then lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, okay, so it probably would have been that year. I think it was the Dodgers exclusively.
And the Dodgers won like 106, so maybe there wasn't. They only won two games in the series. So Saturday, May 22nd or Saturday, May 29th were the only two games that we won. So now I got to cross-reference that with the Giants schedule. Very rare. And it was my dad's birthday yesterday, so a great way for him to celebrate because he's obviously a Giants fan and a Blazer fan. And so it was a nice little birthday present yesterday.
Let me look this up. I'm very curious because there's not a better feeling in the world, even though baseball is like so early in the season.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter. You know your team kind of sucks, but they beat the Dodgers last night, which is great.
Anytime you beat your rival, it's always a good feeling.
Because it doesn't happen, like my baseball team lost last night. We lost to the friggin' Nationals.
Getting two sports to win in the same night's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling.
It's a great. I wasn't even watching the Giants game because the Blazer game was so good and thrilling. It came down to the wire, and then I'm like, oh, that's right. Let's turn it on. See what this. Hey, look at that. They're 1-2. How about that?
Let's see. First half, it would have been, right?
Yeah, it would have been May.
So what was the date of the Blazer playoff win?
22nd or 29th were our two wins that year. We have not won a playoff game since May 29th, 2021.
Oh, May 29th.
Yes. It's the last time the Portland Trailblazers won a playoff game.
Dude, you beat the Dodgers
on that
May
night?
29th, 11-6.
The synergy is perfect. Look at that.
So for the Blazers to be good in the playoffs, we need Dirt's Giants
to be playing
the Dodgers. Yep. And both will win.
Crossover dubs. It's a good feeling last night, baby.
You guys took 3 of 4 from them in that series in 2021.
Was that correct? I'm pretty sure that was the year that they were randomly out of nowhere. Won 107 games. It was like, hey, Gabe Kapler is a good manager. And then 2 years later, he got fired.
I believe you are correct
here. All right. That one came out of nowhere. It's one of those years where you look back and like literally everything that could go right went right. And then it crumbled the next year.
Well, you also shouldn't have played...
The seeding should have been different, but when you look back, it was like every time they were in a one-run game, they won. Every time they were down in the ninth inning, somebody would get a two-run double. Like every single game, you're like, "How long could this continue?" And then it ended in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you were one. Yeah, you were 107-55. Yeah.
Most wins in franchise history.
Oh, brutal.
And the Dodgers won 106. We had to play them in the first round of the playoffs.
You haven't won more than 81 games.
No.
Since then
they've been the same team for 5 years in a row, roughly around 500.
Not great.
No, but last night was fantastic. First time we've ever won a playoff game in San Antonio.
I know. How about
we
that
We popped
streak?
Our San Antonio cherry.
It felt glorious, man.
It really did. I was trying to think like the last time I had that much fun as a Blazer fan.
It's been a hot minute.
It had to have been that series because I believe they won game one of the Denver series.
See, I don't want to play revisionist history here.
Sure.
I didn't think that team would beat Denver that year.
I don't remember what I thought.
I'm going to say it was the 2019 season.
Would have been game seven then the last time you had that much fun because they got swept by Golden State.
Unless you throw in the bubble round against the Lakers where we thought we were winning the series because they won game one. We're like, oh, my God,
that's
we
true.
Kind of dominated that game.
You can make an argument bubble Dame was the best version of Dame in his entire career.
No doubt.
Like, he dominated in there.
COVID Dame
was unstoppable.
Peak Dame.
Yes.
The 55-point game on 24 shots.
Yes.
The bubble games. All the S-talking going back and forth. You're not wrong on that.
Yeah.
So last night, they're down. And I want to say it was a little less than 14 at the point. But I look at the clock and I'm like, dude, there's 6 minutes.
It's a long time to go.
And I just turn to my daughter and go, they're going to win the game. She goes, what? And I go, San Antonio doesn't have the half-court offense, especially with Wimby out.
Yeah.
And they started the run. And I'm like,
Here we go.
Called it.
Could happen.
Nailed it.
Dude, you had the big balls to bet the money line yesterday, too. I wish I would have done that.
You just took an alien concussion for it to happen.
Hey, man, look, sometimes...
I don't think they win that game if Wimby's playing.
Neither do I. I think they would have covered the number because of the way they started. I think the game would have been competitive.
Too.
I don't know if you win the game without Wimby going down. But look, as an organization who historically has gone through a lot of bad breaks and a lot of times where things don't go your way, you famously like coining the phrase, we don't get nice things in Portland.
We don't get nice things.
That was a nice thing yesterday. I don't care about Wimby and his tall French ass. Maybe we settle ourselves down when we're driving in the paint a little bit. Sorry you took a chin to the floor.
Yeah.
And you're going to be out maybe for a couple of games. Now, I'm not complaining about any of it, man. I hope he misses the entire series.
I think if there's anything to learn from that, if you're Wimby or the Spurs, it's... Hey, maybe we stop spinning before we even see what's happening. Like,
yes.
He does his spins. He did it in game one when
he fell
Drew
hard
pulled the chair.
A number of times in game one.
He's like doing the spin before real, like, he's too fast doing the spin.
Yes.
It's not a natural looking spin, especially when you're that height.
Right. You shouldn't be able to do that.
So, like, if I'm also Drew Holiday, I'm getting out of the way, dude. You think I want to spin into your elbow?
Nope. I'm moving out of the way here, buddy.
Move out of the way. Your foot's like facing one way. You're not even looking where you're spinning, kind of.
Yeah.
You're just going and then you're falling. It's terrible how it happened, but.
I don't know how that was a foul either.
Well, I got a point of contention on that play.
Okay.
I didn't want to do this till 6:15, but hell,
that's okay.
We're here.
He's
shooting. That's a shooting foul.
Yes.
It shouldn't have been ruled a non-shooting foul right. So he could stay in the game in case he didn't have a concussion.
Exactly.
That was the only reason they changed that call.
Wouldn't have been nice to see his concussed ass shoot a couple of free throws, see if he could find the backboard.
I don't think he would have. I think he is the kind of a person, an athlete, that legitimately is like... Yeah, playoff game, I know, but I must be concerned about my brain
yes.
for the future.
Long term, it's far more necessary than it is winning game two of a first round series.
And I don't view that as like some soft candy ass athlete thing. I think that's just how he operates. Like if you tell him, dude, you're actually shooting free throws. If you don't, you can't come back. I think he's like, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm out of the game.
I mean, he was temporarily knocked out. It was a 2-second knockout.
He's not opening his eyes.
No.
And just walk back to the locker room. You're like, yeah, that's not going to end very well. The foul call there in that moment, I was yelling at my TV like, honestly, you never want to see somebody get hurt. And that was a scary fall. And he goes down. You're like, are his eyes closed? It was kind of a weird moment. But then I immediately pivoted to yelling about how that was a foul call on Drew Holiday because he didn't touch him.
No.
He just simply got out of the way. And Wemby's a big, goofy, bumbling bastard at 7'4", and he can't control his body. We talked about that on the show yesterday going into the game of how many times did he fall, take a hit to the ribs, land on his back. Like, opening play of the game, he jumped up to try and block Denny's shot, just landed on top of him. Like, if you're flying your body around that way, at some point you're going to take a bump and a bruise.
Yeah.
Like, dial it back a little bit, buddy. Like, why don't we take it from an 11 down to an 8 so you can make it the entire series? That's what I would be saying if I were a Spurs fan. But when he went out, you don't see those very often where it reminded me of football concussions where you're like, uh-oh, he's doing the claw hands. His eyes are closed. This is not going to end well.
Well, initially, when it happened in real time, I didn't see his face hit.
No, I just noticed when his eyes were closed when they were showing him laying on the floor, and you're like, why is...
See, I thought he was
resting?
Doing the whole, I'm thinking, and I'm you know, milking the foul call, and then he kind of, like, looked a little more, and I'm like, oh, that seems a little off, and then he turned over, and he kind of was dazed trying to sit up and get up, and I'm like, oh, no, and then they show the replay, and I'm like, dude, he got knocked out.
He might have broken his jaw out of the game last night, too.
I thought maybe teeth were yes. falling out. I think that's what happened, and then I'm like, oh, it's a concussion.
That's not good, buddy. That's not good. Then I started yelling at my TV of, like, how are they allowed to do this? Make him call a timeout. He's just sitting on the floor.
I know.
We're just stopping the game. Like, how long does he get down here?
He's the Otani, and everything's different for him.
If you want to get out of the game, call a timeout. Get him out of the game. What am I missing right now?
I know, and here we are.
Come on.
Now today, we got a lot to talk about.
We got ourselves a series, Bob. We got ourselves a series. Did you buy those Sunday tickets yet? Because that price just went up.
I'd like to thank you for pointing that out. All listeners for DMing me, hey, those tickets suddenly not affordable anymore.
No, I imagine. We might be playing for a 3-1 series lead.
Dude,
you don't get to see Wemby, but you might be going for a 3-1 series lead.
I'll give you a hot take. Yeah. I'm betting Blazers money line both games.
Ooh, game 3 and game 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I think that building, you talk about like how exciting that was.
But there's no t-shirts though, so it'll be pretty quiet. I don't think anybody's going to cheer. I don't think anybody will be into it.
Damn these rally towels.
I love a local company, too, trying to jump on it. Like, let's get all the good publicity out of this weekend.
Oh, dude, that was the most obvious. Like, hey, how do we get a commercial?
Pay attention to us over here. We have them, too.
How much is a commercial to be on KGW, Fox 12, Coin,
right?
K2, versus saying, what do t-shirts cost that are generic, cheap, and nobody wants in 3 years? That's what we'll do. We'll make... not enough t-shirts, but just enough to get rid of them.
Yes.
And then we'll tell the news stations about it so they can come to our storefront and say, the company's doing this, and it's free advertising.
Great free publicity if you could get it, man.
Oh, it's
that's
great.
A great buy of advertising right there. We got 8,000 red shirts laying in the storage room. We might as well give them out to somebody. We're not going to make anything with these. Come on by. Grab your shirt, dude.
These red shirts with the P's on them, they didn't quite sell the way the blue ones did. Let's just make those Blazer
It'd
playoff
be really
shirts.
Funny if they tried to put a logo on it. The Blazers reached out and were like, cease and desist. Oh, now you can't sell those anymore. Sorry.
So I still think I'd rather go to the Sunday game because of my clock.
Yeah, 7:30 is a late one Friday.
Yeah, dude, I'm not getting in. These tickets are up $40 each in the 300 level.
Yeah, it's been
you want to sit in the top? So I'm looking at one ticket. It's almost corner view, not even like
so
center
corner
court view.
Top of the stadium.
Not quite corner, but like right at the baseline.
Yeah.
Five rows from the top. $193. You can miss me with that price. God bless every Blazer fan in that building. Be loud. Be proud.
Yes, we're hungry for it.
I will be watching from the comfort of my couch at 12:30 on Sunday. I'm not paying those prices.
Yeah, put your feet up. You can drink whatever you want out of your own fridge and save yourself a couple $100.
That's seems like crazy.
That's insanity. But we knew that was going to happen.
For almost $200?
We knew that would happen. If they won a game, you knew that there was going to be some sort of pop out of it, and that happened, man.
And that was my fear, was always going to be that they were going to pull a San Antonio game out. I didn't see how was going to happen.
No.
But it was my fear they could do it.
Yes.
And then...
Spendy.
Yeah.
I mean, who could have foreseen Wemby slamming his face into the floor? That one's a hard one to predict. Although, yeah. After game one, we did talk about yesterday, he looked like he got a little banged up. So
I know.
Maybe he should be careful out there boom, right into the floor.
I don't want to see a guy go down. I don't want them to win the series that way, though we have seen that when they played the Clippers a few years back. But this kind of serves people like Jason Minnick's right. All that S-talking,
yes.
Brash arrogance.
For what? You haven't been there 9 years, man.
I mean, I know you won rings in the past, dude, yes. But like, let's get past the series before we have this chest bumping.
Hey, by the way, Jason, feeling pretty good about Scoot Henderson right now.
Oh!
Feeling pretty good about old Scooter.
Boy, we will talk about that today. What a game for Scooter.
See the future now.
I can't believe you jumped off.
Are we trading Damian Lillard? I think get rid of him, dude. There's no point in having him. Drew, get rid of them next year.
No, we're going to run the backcourt now. It's going to be
that
Dame and Scoot.
With three-guard lineup, are we going to go back to that, Norm
Let's
Powell?
Let's do it.
Dame, CJ, Norm Powell. Now we got Drew, Dame, and Scoot Henderson.
Should put that as a poll question. Next year, are the Blazers in on the three-guard lineup again with Drew, Scoot, and Dame?
This is the time it works,
I think people would actually say that, yeah.
This is the time. It pays off.
Well, it's nice to be in on a hump day after a Blazer playoff road victory. Are you doing okay there, Brandon? You feel a little... rushed, stressed is the energy, but maybe I'm wrong on reading that.
Well, after celebrating very hard over the Blazers win last night, I've fallen behind on getting all the sound for today.
That's okay.
So
that's all right.
It happens
busy,
to the best
busy
of us.
Over here.
Okay.
Still trying to get enough sleep to function.
Did you stay up for that Rocket-Laker game? You did.
Yeah, I did.
That's another past 10 p.m. game, and I'm like, what did I do this for?
Why am I up this late?
Keeping that within 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, get blown out so I can go to bed earlier,
exactly.
Right?
Hey, we're on YouTube.
We are on YouTube.
Good morning to the YouTube.
Don't jinx it, guys.
Yeah. We can't even say we're on.
No, you can't acknowledge it.
We can. All right. Just that, but don't say any more of it because the last thing I need is for
that. We're here. We are live. That's all I will say. We have a lot to get to today. Let's start with a little bit more Blazers, and then we'll kind of save that. Do it at the back end. Get to it at the top of the hour. It's a very interesting show today. A lot to discuss. Dirt and Sprague, we get it going next on a hump day edition on 105.1.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The Fan. All right, welcome back in. You only hear that song when the Blazers get a dub. And this time, a playoff dub for the first time in San Antonio.
Let's go, baby.
Let it go. Turn it up, Brandon. Very impressive night. As they come back from 14 down in the fourth quarter and beat the Wembyless Spurs, who left in the second quarter due to a concussion.
It looked like for a moment there it was going to be a gut-wrenching, heartbreaking loss, because the way that they started and the way Scoot played early, and then you get, I know they had kind of let the lead slip away, but then you get the Wemby injury, and there was a moment of like, oh my God, here we go. And the next thing you know, you look up in the second half and you're down by double digits, and it would have felt like a, and I know that they played, you know, we were texting about this last night, like they played four times in the regular season without Wemby, and San Antonio won three out of the four. So it's not a rare thing. The last time we saw these teams play in the regular season, Wemby didn't play in the game. And they,
neither did Steph Castle.
Neither did Steph Castle, and they still led by double digits the entire way. So it's not a rarity to see that. We've seen it a number of times this year. It's just like you're not given breaks and opportunities like this very often. You never want to see somebody get hurt, but when they do, you got to capitalize on it, man. And so the best player on the floor goes down, and all of a sudden the series just feels up in the air. And to come back the way that they did and to have it be different guys, like, I think that was the most encouraging thing for me. Kamara has done nothing the entire series, and then all of a sudden he hits two big threes.
Huge.
Jrue Holiday can't make a shot to save his life, and he gets the put back on the air ball three and lays it up and in. Like, Tiago Splitter, who I know is back in the news for Tom Dundon reasons, has been horrible calling out-of-bounds plays late in basketball games this year.
Yeah.
Almost every metric points to him being one of the worst in the NBA at it. And what do they do on their last possession? You're able to inbound the ball, kill 5 seconds, and basically end the game in that moment. And so it just it took a group effort late in the game to overcome it. And I'm glad that they did, because it would have been pretty bumming to come in today and say, dude, Wemby went down, you had him right there, and you let it slip through and you lost the game and you're down 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, certainly this is a great San Antonio team that had to play without Wemby for large chunks of the season.
You talked
about that last regular season game, no Castle, no Wemby. We needed to win that game in the play-in standing stuff, and they just flat-out lost, and they ran you off the court.
Yep.
But we've seen it before. We had this in the Thunder series the year that Dame waved bye-bye. The Thunder were, I thought, the better team that year. But the playoffs are just a different beast, man. And sometimes certain guys get hot. See, you know, Scoot Henderson.
Hello, Scoot.
And everything we thought we knew about it from the regular season is drastically different come postseason time. And so you just, the way in which they continued to fight, like, you talk about the first quarter. They came out the gate. They're up double digits early.
Scoot
even
can't
with Wemby,
miss.
Scoot
you're like,
can't
wow.
miss.
Yeah.
Denny hits a shot early. You're like, oh, my God. They're in. They're locked. They lost the quarter.
They did.
And it was like such a weird, like, how did they lose that quarter? They dominated that quarter, it felt like. But it was a late run by the Spurs at the end, and they're down one. And you're like, then the second quarter, and you have Wemby. He goes down, and you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's open.
The strike open. While the iron is hot.
And not quite.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Tie game at halftime.
Tie game at halftime. And so you're just like, and then you go through the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter's there, and you're just like, they're really, like, this is your opportunity, man. Yeah. You want to take and build some juice for Portland game three and game four. You got to win this, because as deflating as it is to lose Wemby, and I know that they played without him, but the playoffs, it has to feel like, damn it, dude.
Yeah, there was a little bit of air out of that building
no
when
doubt.
That happened, and I don't know how you wouldn't have that happen if you were there.
There is something to the effect of, because the playoffs feel so different, I don't think you're beating that San Antonio team without Wemby four of the next five games.
Yeah.
As the home court advantage thing, it's great. You could have very well tied series if you lost that game.
Yeah, who knows when he's going to come back and play.
Yeah, I just personally wouldn't have bought it. Yeah. So I was looking at this, and I'm like, I'm thinking what everybody else is thinking, right?
This is your chance.
You got to take this game. You cannot let this game slip through your fingers.
Yeah.
And they stepped up in the fourth quarter with that late run. And lucky for them. I mean, lucky for all of us that they came out victorious in that thing.
Well, and I think, too, like what made it so fun, like that's the most enjoyable night as a Blazer fan that I've had in a long time. We haven't had a lot of playoff success recently. It's been pretty dark, pretty bad.
Yeah.
Last time we were in the playoffs, we saw one of the greatest performances in the history of the NBA that was then spoiled because his, you know, running mate couldn't stay in bounds. So it's probably been since game 7 of that Western Conference Finals run that I remember being that engaged and yelling at the TV and being involved to that level. And that was a lot of fun to go through. It also, I think, hit different for me. I don't know, maybe fans agree with this or don't, but there would have been something like if they would have won the game last night and their best two players would have been Drew Holiday and Jerami Grant. Nothing against those guys. I don't know how long they're in the plans in terms of future roster building and what the next couple of years will look like. That's all a TBD. And you want them to have good games. Jerami Grant's playing horribly right now. That's a different conversation we can get to later. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't have felt the same. There was just something about it being Scoot in that moment and the number 3 pick after Wemby in the draft that we were one ping pong ball away from getting this alien to change the luck of our franchise. We get the guy who ends up being the 3rd fiddle of the top 3 picks, who's been up, he's been down, he's been banged up, he hasn't been healthy, and you're not even sure what the future is for him in the organization. Like, I don't know what that game means for him. Is that a Myers Leonard game 4 against the Warriors where he just couldn't miss? And you look back on that game and say, hey, man, remember when Scoot won game 2 in San Antonio? Mm-hmm. And we chuckle about it. It's just like kind of a fond memory as he's moved on to another team. Or if that's a launching point and a confidence booster. I have no clue what the future holds for him, but there was something special about it being like we went through 5 years of losing with 3 top 10 draft picks, and we're still not 100% sure what we have in all 3 of those guys. Klingon played much better.
I think we know what one coach thinks of one of those guys.
And that's I was livid yelling at my TV last night. Why is he not in the game? What are we doing right now?
They won the game, though.
They did. I get it. It was if they hadn't, though, that would have been the glaring thumb sticking out of like, yeah, maybe you should have played that guy a little bit more. But the fact that it was Scoot that kind of did it and carried him, it hit big shot after big shot. He was so good defensively. Like, the entire game, it made it that much more special for me as a fan, seeing him have that moment after. You know, I know Jason Minnix, our friend in San Antonio, came on, and he's not alone in the opinion. Like, people look at Scoot as a bust. They look at Scoot as a lot of Blazer fans do. I have occasionally.
No doubt.
And so to see him have a moment, man, that was awesome. Not just winning the game, but Scoot being the leading charge was so damn fun to watch.
I'm with you on that one. We have a lot more to get into today. Your thoughts are welcome. The Blazers' playoff win last night, their first playoff win ever in San Antonio, as they come back from 14 points down in the fourth quarter. Your thoughts are always welcome at the Fan Text Line, 503-864-6326. So far, so good on the YouTube. That's all I will say. We are up there. We are live. If you want to chime in on the YouTube chat, you can. I put up the poll question. Are you ready to run back the 3-guard lineup next year with Drew, Scoot, and Dame? Oh, hell yes or no?
Scoot's getting a statue, man. Putting double 0 in the rafters next to 0. 0 and double 0 next to each other.
That'd be really weird.
That would
be
really strange.
Only pro sports team to have that many zeros in a rafter.
3. They have to go next to each other, too, if you do it.
3-3-3.
It just has to be right there. Boom, boom, boom. There's 3 zeros in a row.
More on this. We'll get...
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list... done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
To it coming up next. All right, we did a jokey poll question to start the show, but our neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day at Dirt and Sprague, with Wimby out and the series coming back to Portland tied 1-1, do you think the Blazers will win the series? Yes or no? Spurs still too good. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their five locations: San Diego's Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. You can vote on social media.
I had Reverend's Barbecue for dinner last night.
How about that?
I'm not. It's game two, man. 5 o'clock tip. I'm not standing over a kitchen when that's going on. We're ordering out.
I did a pizza day.
That's not bad. Not a bad
idea. I
usually
wait till a Friday to do a pizza day, and I just felt very lazy. I didn't know what I wanted to cook. I saw a video a few weeks ago, and it was like, nobody tells you that being an adult is you just debating what to do with beef or chicken every single day.
Yes, back and forth. What are we going to do?
And sometimes I'm super exhausted by that thought process, so I was like, you know what? I'm craving pizza. I'm just going to order pizza and call it good.
Sometimes when you're on a fast break, just lay it in. Just go up.
Don't go to the three.
Don't need it. We don't need to pull it back out. We don't need to get exotic here. You know what? 2 points is 2 points. Yeah. Okay? It's an easy solution. Lay the ball up. Get yourself a pizza.
We are talking about a Blazers playoff win and not about Tommy Dundon.
Tommy Two Nickels. Although he was back in the news after the game.
Twice. He was in it before the game with a Bill Orem report. And
yes,
then Ramona Shelburne was like, uncertainty for Tiago Splitter.
I would argue playing Jeremy Grant 20 minutes and not Shaedon Sharpe 20 minutes, he should be uncertain, but, you know, what do I know? Don't quite understand those rotations. Can we at least defend? There's one bit of news out there about our guy Tommy Two Nickels from yesterday.
He did have something that I think
is a unanimous win.
Is like, dude, there you go. That's the thing you should be cutting right there.
There's a report out that he is asking the question, rightfully so, why the hell do we have two mascots?
To which I'd say, good question, Tom, and very valid moment to bring it up. I'll tell you. Because they've been so irrelevant and garbage in this town for 4 years.
Yes, they have.
That they felt the need to drum up some interest in the organization during the tanking.
We got a Sasquatch.
That they're like, hey, in 1982, we had Sasquatch for like a week. That's our secondary mascot. Let's terrify all the little children in the 100 section. So good, cut it, get rid of it.
Yes, of all the things that we could come together, I think, as a fan base on, we're very splintered on many a topic, right? The idea of Dundon, is he too cheap? What's the future going to look like? We will debate till we're blue in the face. I feel like there is a 98% approval rating on the idea of getting rid of the dumb Sasquatch mascot. You don't need two mascots.
What is the percentage, you think?
It has to be 98%.
It has to be 100%. Like, who likes that mascot?
We live in a pretty dumb city. People like plaid jerseys.
It's
like
Bigfoot as like a 1975 ticket voucher person.
I don't mean this as a shot because I love him dearly and I think he's doing a terrific job. That's the kind of thing that Patrick Harris would support. He's going to be the guy that comes in today and it's like, what are you talking about? He looks like a Portlander. He's a native Oregonian, idiots. Like, if you're coming in here defending the carpet jerseys for me, you might be in the...
You might be in on it.
There's a crossover here of carpet jersey supporters and Sasquatch supporters. You know that there's a couple of them out there.
You're probably not wrong.
Right?
right and wrong. There was a really funny tweet after the Blazers got that road win, and everybody's riding this euphoric high of like, oh my God, they won the game in San Antonio.
Yeah.
They did it. Look at that, huh? And somebody posted, dude, they're going to party hard on that 31-hour Greyhound bus ride back to Portland.
I think Worldwide Wob had one that was like, congrats to Blazer players for winning the game. And then his picture was, enjoy your trip back. And it was a picture of the Oregon Trail. You've died of dysentery. Good luck getting home on that Greyhound bus,
man. I mean, look, everybody's doing it now. It is a really funny thing to do. I'm enjoying it. Where people are at on the whole topic, I don't want to get into it today. I really want to talk mostly about the game and the series.
They might win the series, too. We might knock San Antonio out of the first round of the playoffs.
But somebody also had a funny one where it was like, Tom Dundon enjoying watching his team win game two, but realizing he has to pay for another trip to San Antonio, and it's Larry David in between the Palestine chicken.
I mean, we won.
And then the Jewish community.
So I got, wait a minute. I got to get hotels for game five? Is that what you're telling me? I got to pay for the hotels for game five?
You know he's like, damn it. Yeah. Damn it.
Well, then somebody, I saw a guy, Eric Gunderson, yesterday, because Denny had a moment where he kind of pulled out on a fast break, and there was this thought of like, is he 100%? Because he got a little dinged up in game one, too,
remember? He seemed super banged up by the end of that game.
He did, and he's taken, like, similar to Wimby. Like, that guy takes a lot of hits. He takes a lot of falls. He's a very physical basketball player. He's dealt with a back injury for the last however many months of the season.
Right.
And the immediate retort was he's not feeling 100%. Well, it's like, yeah, because you didn't get a massage before the game because the masseuse didn't have a room. Now Denny Avdia can't lead the fast break. Way to go, Tom. You jackass.
The masseuse giving bad massages
on purpose
or just completely checking out and doing like the barest minimum of like a 10-minute massage.
You're getting my kinks out, man.
Can we just be honest? It is the most curb your enthusiasm episode you could possibly imagine. Billionaire can't afford masseuse room for extra 4 hours. Masseuse takes it out.
Team loses.
Athlete goes down with a massive injury because he didn't get massaged.
Sounds about right.
This ends with Denny. Oh, my hamstrings. They were too tight.
If anybody would have rubbed them, I would have been fine.
They were not rubbed. Pans over to Tom Dundon. Well,
he's doing that wide-eyed look. I mean, you know, I did save $48, though, on not having a masseuse before the game, so that was kind of nice. You know what that late checkout would have been? Who's got that kind of money laying around? I don't have that money.
Cue the Southwest Airlines old commercial
things. Want to get away?
Want to get away? I do. I want to go way back to Portland.
Get me out of here, man.
That was great.
Somebody texting in, you guys, we live in Portland. The fact that you just said it should be 98 or 100% means it'll be 38% of Portland that just started to support the mascot.
Right.
I mean, the mascot has rights, okay?
Did you know the mascot existed before they announced it? Because I didn't.
No, I had no clue.
I'd never seen it. I don't recall ever hearing about it as a kid.
I'll take your hot take a little bit further. Blaze the Trail Cat's kind of a dumb mascot, too. I'm okay keeping it because it's been the mascot for a long time.
I know. And I'm kind of in this weird spot. I hate it. I don't get it. I don't want to. We're just copying other. Like, the Denver Nuggets have had a cat thing forever.
Right.
My whole life. And, like, we just jumped on it. It has been around long enough for me to go, it's not my favorite, but
it's served its time. It's been, you know, it's a veteran now at this point. I'm okay keeping him around.
He's the step sibling nobody likes.
Yes.
But he's always invited to Christmas and Thanksgiving, and your significant other's like, why do you guys invite him? We're like, family, you know, it's family. That's Blaze to me.
Yeah, if you're
Bigfoot, piss off, dude.
If you're out there as a fan and that one's getting you going, I want you to take a look in the mirror. Take a deep breath and take a look in the mirror.
If
the Bigfoot is being cut is something that upsets you as a fan, because I'm sure those people exist, but in a very rare
bubble. All I saw was celebration
bubble.
On that.
I did too, but I just, again, you know this city and you know this fan base. Like, we're still arguing about T-shirts, man.
It's crazy.
We're talking about T-shirts, man.
I know.
Like, that's still a thing for people.
But we're not anymore.
I'm not going to get my Fred Meyer red T-shirt on Friday. How will I survive?
A local company is saving us out of that hell.
Where's my Albertsons T-shirt? I can't go to the game without that. If we're doing that, you know the people for the mascot exist. But I can defend Tommy D on that one. Let's get rid of that bastard.
That store is going to have two or three more 25% off signs up with people going in for the Blazer shirt, right?
Without a doubt.
Has to.
Without a doubt. Hey, by the way, while you're here, we'll grab something else.
You show us your ticket, you get the free shirt and 22% off of this limited edition.
Yeah, I was talking to Luke after the show the other day. He was like, why are we yelling so much about free shirts? You realize how expensive it's going to be to go to those games? And that you're...
I'm going
to
be started on that.
You're paying for the shirt, technically, because the ticket's costing you $170.
I think that's the outrage. It's like, at a minimum, you can give me
I'm
something
spending
for
this
free
much.
To feel better about this, because the ticket price is, to his point, are insane right
I
now.
Saw the, like, they noted in the quick article yesterday they want to do something that's making more noise. And I actually have, because I, you know, my parents had season tickets for a long time. I did when I was a kid. I'm not old enough to remember some of the deep playoff runs early, but I have multiple in my man cave of, like, they used to hand out those little clappers where there's, like, on each side, you go back and forth, you shake it.
Yeah, they look like plastic, like, hand-shaped slapsticks.
Exactly. Yes.
And you wave them,
you go back and forth, and it makes a ton of noise. That'd be kind of cool if we got those. Although, I don't know if I want to be the cowbell fan base. I kind of look down on Mississippi State, so I don't know if I want too much artificial
Sacramento
noise.
Kings.
But if you do it, I, you know, I guess it could work out for you.
What if we became the Vuvuzela place?
Then I'm out on Dundon. If it's Vuvuzelas,
that's the break point.
That's my breaking point. If those are all over the arena and I have to listen to that for 3 hours on Friday night, I'm done.
Well, we have a lot more to get into on this one as the Blazers win the road game. Wemby out now with a concussion. What does that mean for game three or game four? We have audio from the post game. Scoot led the charge. A lot to discuss. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan. It's a feel-good Wednesday. The Blazers win their playoff game. We will get into the player that led them last night. Boy, a moment for him in his career that he had desperately been searching for and needed. Not that he hadn't had good games, but, man, that just felt so much different. I don't even think it's a conversation. That was far and away the best game of Scoot Henderson's career.
Not even a debate.
And those are things that, like, people in Portland, that resonates almost forever. If that's your launch point of your basketball career, when you get into all that top of the hour.
Yep.
Just meant a lot. So we will talk about Scoot Henderson leading the way as the Blazers get the road victory. We will have NFL draft conversation today.
It is tomorrow.
Big reason we got into the Blazers so early is because at 7:30, we'll have our good friend Benjamin Robinson on. If you don't recall what he does, he grinds the mocks.
He's grinding those mocks.
So we have Grinding the Mocks very own Benjamin Robinson on at 7:30. We'll talk some NFL draft.
Will you make him uncomfortable today? Odds, yes, -250.
If you took the Raiders,
no, +175.
If you took the Raiders off the board, which team is sitting in the sexiest position possible? Is that uncomfortable?
I'm going to bet yes. Not for me, but for Grinding the Mocks, it might be.
Okay, because I think that's a valid question.
You like grinding those mocks?
He loves grinding
those
mocks.
I've been grinding them like crazy, man. The draft's tomorrow.
I have, too. I've consumed a lot of draft content once I get off the air. We'll get to the other NBA playoff series. LeBron James taking the time machine way back, and the Lakers are up 2-0.
Dude, he had a reverse dunk, like double pump dunk, like he's 25 years old. What is he, 41?
He's 41.
41. I'm 4 years younger than LeBron James.
Can you touch the net?
No. God, no. I don't know if I can jump more than 2 inches at this point. God, no. Every time I stand up from laying on the floor, just like the back hurts, my hamstring pulls. I feel like I can't move. This guy's throwing in double pump dunks at the age of 41. Are you kidding me?
Now, Brandon is 4 years younger than me. Can you touch the rim, Brandon?
It's got to be a good jump, but yeah.
It's got to be a great jump, but you can do it.
Great jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Possible.
It's insane to think that he's doing that at that age. My back would just give out if I tried on a 7.5-foot hoop.
I think my 2-year-old has a higher vertical than I do at this point, man.
Probably, yeah. And last night was the night of 7 seeds.
Yes, it was.
Philadelphia. I poo-pooed the Sixers.
Jokes
they went on
me.
The road.
I asked at the end of the show yesterday, is there any reason to watch this game? You guys said, keep an eye on this. I kept an eye on the score, and I'm like, wait, what's happening right now?
Yeah, hot take. I also kept an eye on the score. Still didn't watch the game.
I did not turn it over.
Like, that series
the Blazer game
they're
was
not winning
on.
They're not winning the series.
No, no.
So, I refuse to believe it.
I think if you're a Sixers fan, though, like very, to see Edgecombe play the way that he did.
After being taken out and then coming back,
like that
Maxey was great.
That was awesome to see because he's that next piece. Embiid's probably not long for there, although I don't know who wants to trade for that contract. Good luck moving off of it.
Mm-hmm.
They got maybe a difference maker in the draft last year. That could mean the difference. So seeing them win based on his performance, probably really cool for Sixers fans. But I agree with you. I feel like Boston every year in the playoffs does this.
They have a disappointing home game.
I want to say the year that they won the title, it was like Orlando was an 8 seed, and they lost game one or game two at home. And it's like, what are you doing? And then they blew them out 3 games in a row and went on to win the championship. So they've had clunkers. I think they'll bounce back, but still a shocking result because I didn't see it coming.
I want to ask you, we had a lot of fun joking about the Dundon stuff because I think every time, until like time goes on to a certain point, I think every Blazer fan and national person or anybody on social is just going to have fun with the Tom Dundon cheap jokes.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think it's hilarious, even though some people are panicking about it. But I'm asking sincerely because Tiago's name got brought up in the news yesterday. So, like, without talking about the Dundon side of it, just your thoughts of him as the coach. Like, I think because of that win, because their head coach got arrested after game one, because of the massive amounts of injury, I don't know what the percentage splits would be. It feels like more people than not think he should just get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at on Tiago's splitter after last night's road win?
The one thing I will say in defense of Dundon a little bit is that this is a very unique circumstance. Their head coach was arrested by the FBI after the opening game of the season. Tiago Splitter is an interim head coach. And so I know it ruffles a lot of feathers internally that he's interviewing candidates and talking to people. Like Orem had the report yesterday, Mike Malone was one of his calls, and Malone wouldn't even talk to him because they have an acting head coach. And that's a big no-no in internal circles. So I get both sides of that.
Well, but he's kind of not.
I know. But that's also like, he's not the...
He also was going to go to North Carolina, I think.
Yes, no matter what you ended up offering, and whether it was $5 million or $8 million, he's going to go coach college basketball, and he immediately became one of the highest paid coaches in the entire sport. I have no problem. I said this for a couple weeks now. If they decide to give Tiago Splitter the job and pay him what he deserves of a normal head coach salary, I have no issue with it.
Yeah.
I also don't think at this point there's anything that would be... I'm not yelling and screaming if they decide to go in another direction. I think there's a lot of stuff that he's done well.
Okay.
I think holding the locker room together, the players seem to truly believe in him. There's a lot of support internally. Like, all of that stuff checks out, and I think it's very important for NBA coaching. And then on the other side of it, it's like, yeah, they've been really bad and out of bounds plays this year. There's been times that I've yelled at my TV not understanding rotations. I think last night was another example of that.
Oh, I certainly had some moments last night where I'm like, yo, like, we're not going to play him at all, and we're going to play Chris Murray?
There is a world that exists where they don't pull that win out, where they don't get hot or
sure.
Drew Holiday doesn't grab the offensive Tumani rebound or Tumani doesn't hit the threes and they lose the game. And if that had happened, we are all in yelling today about how is Jerami Grant playing 20 minutes?
Shaden Sharpe didn't play the whole fourth quarter.
He didn't play at all. Did he play in the second half? Did he get any minutes?
He played a little in the third.
Okay, a little bit in the third. Sometimes it wasn't very long, though.
It wasn't
to the point
long.
Where I didn't even notice if he was on the floor or not.
Total minutes were actually
13. 13. He played basically the same number of minutes as Matisse Thybulle. And you could tell me he's coming off an injury. What did Shaden play in game one?
Well, he doesn't. The reality of Shaden is Shaden's not the strongest defender. I think it's pretty clear from Tiago.
He played 22 minutes in game one.
Yeah, it's a 9-minute decrease. I think Tiago's a lot like Chauncey. If you have lapses in moments, he's basically not going to trust you.
How about Jerami Grant not even being able to hit the backboard on a jump shot? Is that a lapse of judgment? Oof. Turning the ball over every time he touches it, seemingly, is that a lapse in judgment?
I also don't think he's so stellar defensively that it's worth.
If you wanted to argue with Wemby in the lineup that you needed him out there because he's a matchup, then okay, I understand it on the surface. But Wemby went down in the second quarter, and Jerami Grant couldn't hit the broadside of a barn until he got lucky late in the game. And so he's made one field goal in the series.
That three hit the side of the backboard from straight on.
He just looks lost. He looks like he doesn't know what day it is. Like, talk about concussed. That's what Jerami Grant looks like when he's playing right now. And so
he's struggling.
This goes back to my point of, again, I have no issue keeping Splitter. I think he's done a lot of really encouraging things. They've been decimated by injuries. He took over for a coach who got arrested by the FBI. I am not yelling and screaming if they keep him back. I'm also not outraged if they decide to move on, because that I was livid last night, and there is, and it's not that big of a gap from winning that game to losing that game. One or two plays go a different direction, and we are all in yelling about the rotations and lineups of can we stop playing Chris Murray? He does nothing. He's not a plus defender. He can't shoot the ball to save his life. Matisse Thybulle
won't shoot the ball.
Won't at all. Matisse Thybulle is not a threat in any way, shape, or form offensively. And you can say play good defense. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And Jerami Grant playing 20 minutes. Like, that was inexcusable in the rotations for me last night.
No doubt. I think the out-of-timeout thing needs a little perspective, though. If we're going to credit Splitter for doing everything with the FBI arrest and then the injuries, like, that has to be part of the timeout stuff. Who is playing? Who's available?
For sure.
The consistency
okay
of it.
Yeah.
The other element, too, with Splitter that I think about is, I don't think he's going to like go to him and say, oh, you should run everything. Personally, as a sports fan for my entire life, I've seen the Spurs have a dynasty and have multiple runs. Splitter won a title with that organization. Say what you want. We're tied with them now. There's an element of like, dude, what was it like? Like, what did that organization do well? Can you help me understand? Like, there's an element of understanding and picking his brain on that.
I get that argument, yeah.
But I also am like you in the sense of, I don't think anything should be handed to somebody. I think taking this the most open approach is best practice. And if Splitter's the guy, then cool. Like, get on board with it.
By all means, yeah.
If they open it up and he opens up the pocketbook a little bit more than people think he will, which is funny. He went from $1 million to $4.5 million yesterday. That
was a day, yeah.
We talked about how he lowballed Mike Malone, and not the fact that it was $4+ million. Right.
And it was also a low ball, though, for Mike Malone, because he's won an NBA championship, even though he got fired a week before the playoffs started last year.
The coach that, like, half year of our listeners and fan base don't want because he's a red ass and he didn't work out for Denver. Okay.
They fired him right before the playoffs started last year.
Yeah, I know. Loaded second hour. Let's get into it. Blazers are led by Scoot Henderson. We'll kick off hour number two with the Blazers road win on 105.1 The Fan.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.